Hey, it's Madeline. The best way to support In the Dark is to subscribe to The New Yorker at newyorker.com/dark. When you subscribe, you'll be supporting our show and all the other remarkable reporting that The New Yorker does. We're talking Ronan Farrow's investigation into Elon Musk, Catherine Schulz's Pulitzer Prize winner about the earthquake that will devastate the Pacific Northwest, Lawrence Wright's definitive work on Scientology, Lauren Collins on the unraveling of an expert on serial killers, David Grand's impossible-to-put-down stories of mutiny and murder. Subscribe at newyorker.com/dark, and you'll get access to all of it, plus a free New Yorker tote bag. I must say, the very best tote bag around. That's newyorker.com/dark. This is Madeline Barron. Most of the time, I'm the host and lead reporter of an investigative podcast called In the Dark. Our last season was about the case of Curtis Flowers, a man in Mississippi who was on death row. His conviction got overturned after our reporting came out.
For the first time in 23 years, Curtis Flowers will be out of prison.
I'm so excited right now. I can't even picture.
Our team was hard at work on a third season of In the Dark, about a completely different story, when the coronavirus hit the United States and everything changed. I stayed in touch with the people I met when I was living in Mississippi, and I started getting texts and calls, not about Curtis Flowers, but about the virus. When I looked at the news coverage that's out there about the coronavirus, I didn't see the kinds of stories I was hearing from the people who are calling me. Stories not just about numbers and supplies and death, but stories about people trying to deal with a really hard situation in all kinds of unexpected ways. And so, for the past 2 months, the In the Dark team has been reporting on what's been happening in the Mississippi Delta as the coronavirus spread. Of course, we can't go there right now, so we've been talking to people on the phone instead.
All right, I am recording.
Hi, this is Natalie.
Hi, this is Parker.
Hi, this is Madeline Barron calling from Minnesota. We've been talking to doctors.
Well, we're surviving.
And nurses.
You know, you take things to heart.
And people in prison.
It's out of control, and they let them do whatever they want to do.
And football players and musicians, and lots of other people, too.
My husband's words to me were, you need to sit down. He says, we found out today we've been exposed.
We had 20 police cars on the church property trying to tell us we can't have service. If y'all don't wake up, America, our freedom can be revoked.
How are you doing?
Oh, scared to death. I'm not going to see you alive, Miss Parker. I'm scared to death.
So you've written a song, like, in the last week?
You bet your little bitty I have. Coronavirus, you're sneaking up my back stairs.
I'm telling y'all right now, we're going to play football. You guys are trying to graduate on time. It's critical right now that you stay on top of this.
I get what you're saying, but it's like, given the pandemic, I mean, like, he could die in there. What if that happens? Judge?
And now, we want to bring those stories to you. The first episode of In the Dark, Coronavirus in the Delta, will be out on Thursday, April 30th. You can listen to it by going to In the Dark, wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll have a new episode out each week. A new story from the Mississippi Delta.
Well, I just lay still, and I take deep breaths in and deep breaths out.
Did you kill Marlene Johnson?
I think you're one of the first people to have actually asked.
From WBUR and ZSP Media, this is Beyond All Repair, a new podcast about an unsolved murder that will leave you questioning everything.
Somebody should be in jail for murdering my sister.
A woman who's never been believed.
As long as they think I have done this, then they're not looking for who actually did this.
And that's what makes it a cold case.
No, it's a botched case.
And a search for the truth, once and for all.
Wow, it just gets more interesting.
Beyond All Repair. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Be careful. You're digging in a place that's been very peaceful for a while.
Do it anyway. Dig.